Good morning, everybody. My name is Bright Lee, and my wife is Grace Lee. She's there. So raise your hands. Thank God who brought me here to share the word of God today. And I would, a few weeks ago, Pastor He asked me by Katok to share some word today. I was thinking what to share, but I prayed to God, and God gave me this word, because I was thinking about what is a disciple for many years in Indian field. So today, it was a good occasion for me to share the word of God, thinking about what is a disciple of Jesus in today's time. So let us read Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62. It is here. I'll read first, the second verse you read. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. He said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Still another said, I will follow you, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. The title of today's message is Three Idiots. Three Idiots is the title of a famous Indian movie which portrayed three different characters in the best engineering Indian college as idiots, but genius, in fact. The passage what we have read today also shows three types of idiots in discipleship. They might be genius from this worldly perspective, but they were not chosen as Jesus' disciples. Why they were not chosen as Jesus' disciples? In what respect they were idiots? Today, discipleship of Christianity is distorted a lot. In India, we don't use the word Christian. It is because the word Christian has many negative images. When you say Christian, he's a Christian. In my refer to the person who loves alcohol or who is an immoral person. That's why we don't use this word Christian, but rather we use believer or disciple. One day last year, I went on a famous prayer mountain in Gyeonggi-do. The pastor was preaching about the way how to be rich. I was thinking, Jesus asked us to be rich. Jesus commanded us to accumulate capitals. To be rich might be a sign of God's blessing. But that is not our life goal. Or character of a disciple. Looking at the three kinds of people from today's passage, I want all of you to think about the meaning of discipleship in today's time. The first idiot. Look at verse 57. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus and his disciples were roaming around many places. They walked along the road proclaiming God's kingdom and ministering among the people. Suddenly a man said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. I will follow you wherever you go. He seems to be full of conviction. And he seems to be a very good would-be disciple. These strong words indicate that he seemed to have a strong conviction and courage. But what was Jesus' reply? At verse 57, Jesus said, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Why Jesus commented like this? Because Jesus saw the inner heart of this man. This man might have a romantic idea on becoming a disciple. To travel many places with many people seemed to be romantic. It might be a wonderful idea in one's life to travel many places and with many friends. He might have bored in his everyday life. This man saw that many people gathered around Jesus wherever he went. He might thought, my life would be interesting if I travel, if I be with Jesus. Many years ago, somebody told me that in Korea, missionary Lee, I want to fly to many countries like you do. In fact, I wanted to tell him that I don't like flying. I am afraid of turbulence. After flying, I suffer from skin problem and stomach turmoil. But since he was a member of my supporting church, I could not do anything but laughing. Ha 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 ha, like this. To fly is not a romantic story. You have to pay money. If you have children, the airfare becomes double. When you don't have enough money, you have to suffer for many days. In this way, the life of a missionary has many practical difficulties. Jesus confessed that the Son of Man has no place to lay his head, even small place he didn't have for his own. When I and my wife came back from India after 20 years, you are still looking for a place to stay. Some people said to me, your son studied in an international school in India and now in a college in US. That's cool. Here in Korea, many people are suffering from difficulty of university entrance. Yes, it is true. I really thank God for this blessing. But my son went to a boarding school when he was 12. Even now, he's staying in a foreign country, in a boarding place. Even though God blessed my son's education, he has pain in his heart. He's struggling with loneliness all the time. When he was a middle school boy, he played soccer and ran on the ground all the time. Later on, he confessed that if I didn't run all the time, I would have been crazy. Because of this loneliness, I have to run and run and run all the time. Without considering these practical difficulties and sufferings, you cannot become a missionary in a real sense. The life of a disciple is not a romantic one either. When you decide to live as a disciple of Jesus, you are to be blocked with many barriers. This world does not welcome the life of a disciple. It is because the character of this world is wicked and adulterous. Many times, Jesus mentioned that this world is a wicked and adulterous generation. Even though you want to be honest as a disciple of Jesus, this world doesn't encourage you to be honest. Even though you want to be generous to others, this world makes you more competitive and more selfish. Some Indian Christians too have a romantic idea on becoming Christians. In many people's mind, a Christian is not the same word with a disciple. They think anybody can be a Christian by his own choice for a specific purpose. In New Delhi, I was ministering among few families in one place. One day, a husband of a lady who was a member of my congregation asked me. At the time, I encouraged the family to be baptized because they accepted Jesus Christ and served the Lord for many years, but they were not willing to be baptized. So the husband told me, one missionary helped my friend when he was baptized. He landed a big money and bought a land and became a rich man. How can you help my family if my family are baptized? I said, no baptism, no help. To become a disciple does not simply mean becoming a member of any Christian fellowship. It requires a radical discontinuity from the previous lifestyle. To live as a disciple means to take your own cross and follow Jesus. If you don't take your own cross, you cannot become a disciple of Jesus in a real sense. That's why Jesus said, to follow me with your cross. The word disciple has three literal meanings. At first, it has the meaning of follower. When you follow Jesus, Jesus should be your life goal and the way of life. Secondly, the word disciple has the meaning of learner. If you are Jesus' disciple, you have to learn what to think, how to behave from Jesus. Thirdly, the word disciple has the meaning of a doer. The disciple of Jesus is supposed to do the work what Jesus did. That's why you are working for a world mission, because Jesus did this work and Jesus commanded us to do this work. Jesus showed the model of a disciple in his whole life. The Bible says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He lived in this world without having a proper place to stay. He was even killed on the cross willingly for our sin. If we are to live as a disciple of Jesus, it's not just a romantic one. It is not only romance. You have to take your own cross in your whole life. If you are Jesus' disciple, your life should be a process of taking cross and following Jesus. But the power of love of Jesus is stronger than the pain of the cross. The love of Jesus can make us overcome the price of cross and become Jesus' disciple. Because of Jesus' love, we could serve the Lord in India for last 20 years. I thought many times I will give up. But Jesus is stronger than the pain of the cross. Jesus made me endure for last 20 years. The second idiot, verse 59, have a look at verse 59, Jesus said to another man, "Follow me." But the man said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." The second man had the privilege that Jesus himself invited him as his disciple. But the man said, "Lord, first let me go home and bury my father." What was Jesus' reply? Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." What was the man's problem? His problem was the matter of priority. First, let me go and bury my father. The priority of this man was his family. He wanted first to do his duty as a son in his family. He wanted to serve his family. It is good to serve your own family, but he wanted to serve his family first. He wanted to bury his father and maybe receive the inheritance of his father. Because of this problem, he became the second idiot. The matter of priority is very important. It does not mean that you should neglect your family for the noble cause of God's kingdom. It simply asks us that we should have a priority for the kingdom of God. For this reason, you have to follow Jesus' command, and to become a disciple always carries a price that you have to pay as a disciple for the kingdom of God. One friend of mine went to Mongolia as a missionary. He noticed an Austrian family who had served the Lord for many years in the country but didn't have any fruit for many years. He thought, why? What was the reason? He served in the country for many years but didn't have any fruit. What was he found as the main reason was that the family was enjoying the family time 7 to 9 p.m. every day. But 7 to 9 p.m. is a very important time for ministry. To have a family time is very important in one's life. But in Mongolia, 7 to 9 p.m. is the only timing that you can make a visiting the Mongolian families. So this Austrian family didn't visit the Mongolian families, tried to visit other time, but other time there was no family members. For many years he continued like this, so he could not have any fruit. For a few years, my friend made a good visiting during this timing and made many good friends among Mongolian families, and he could start a local church sooner or later. He sacrificed family time and made a good result in his ministry. But think about many Korean pastors and missionaries work too much. Many of them do not care for their families. Many Korean pastors' wives are suffering for loneliness and mental weaknesses and physical problems. My wife also suffering from mental and physical weaknesses after 20 years work in India. Is it okay to neglect your family like this for the noble cause of the kingdom of God? It is not an easy question to answer. We have a struggle in our heart. But Jesus said to proclaim the kingdom of God, not your kingdom. Some missionaries I found are so busy with many kinds of work, but they are not interested in the kingdom of God. Many pastors and missionaries are interested in their own kingdom. Many people are busy with doing many activities in church, but they are not, some of them might not interested in the kingdom of God. To proclaim the kingdom of God is a broader perspective than doing ministry and doing church ministry. Many missionaries serve the Lord in India with a business visa because they obtained a business visa. They have to do some business in a real sense. One friend of mine runs a Korean restaurant in New Delhi. He is busy with many young people who want to have Korean food. His business runs well, and he is getting good amount of money. But he doesn't have time for ministry. Always he's struggling with himself. Am I a missionary? Many years ago, one missionary sold carpet, very good carpet to US. He sold this carpet only for visa purpose, but his business became too much well. So from US, many order he received, and he found a good talent in himself as a businessman. So he decided to quit missionary work and went to US for real business. I don't know what he's doing now. A disciple of Jesus should pay the price with the priority for the kingdom of God. Sometimes it can be loneliness. Sometimes it can be physical or mental destruction. In many times, it can be financial difficulties. But we should remember that our hope is not in this world, but in the heavenly kingdom, which is eternal. The third idiot. Now the passage introduces the third idiot. Look at verse 61. Still another said, I will follow you, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. It seemed a very simple request. I'll follow you, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. But Jesus realized he was looking back. We should notice this word. First, let me go back. But Jesus realized his inner heart. He was looking back from a disciple to this worldly man. This was the problem. That's why Jesus said at verse 62, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. If you look back after putting your hand on the plow, all the work will be disturbed. Your life itself will be disturbed and destroyed. The most important requirement as a disciple is to obey immediately and absolutely. The Bible shows many times God's people and Jesus' disciples obeyed the Lord immediately and absolutely. Immediate obedience is the sign of radical discipleship in the Bible. Sometimes we misunderstand this obedience. They obeyed God, not the person. Any person can be a delegate from God. But out of obedience to God, we can obey the person. I also teach this obedience many times to my disciples in India. Some of them also obey my instructions. But I also always remember that I should obey God with all of my heart. In New Delhi, one Indian pastor, Sanjay Gupta, is working with me for last 7 years. He was not obedient initially. He didn't listen to me carefully. Whatever I talked to him, he didn't listen to me carefully. At the time, you are to be annoyed. One day we went to a village site to give a training course to the village pastors. At the time too, he was so exciting in a new place, and he didn't listen to me carefully. I was annoyed a lot and kept quiet. And till late night, I was praying to God with an annoyed mind. Somehow I slept, and next morning, about 5 a.m., I was awake and sat on the bed praying to the Lord. And suddenly the door opened, and Pastor Sanjay came into my room and knelt down in front of me and hold my feet suddenly. I said, "What happened?" He said, "Forgive me, forgive me." I said, "What happened?" He explained, "Last night he saw a dream, and my feet was looks like a big stone. And God asked me, why you don't obey a missionary bride?" I was so afraid. So he was trembling whole night, and in the morning, he came into my room and asked my forgiveness. God was teaching him about obedience. Because without obedience, you cannot become a good pastor. You cannot become a good disciple. After learning this obedience, he became a good pastor, and he is in charge of Delhi ministry. Whenever I come to Korea, I give him the greatest responsibility because he is obedient, because he is a good disciple. So without obedience, we cannot become a good disciple of Jesus. Several years ago, God asked me in my prayer to do the work, the cooperative work with other Korean missionaries and Indian pastors. My present ministry, called R727, was launched by my obedience. R727 is the cooperative ministry between Korean missionaries and Indian pastors for church planting movement ministry in North India. Initially, many people didn't understand this ministry. And I suggested many other missionaries to join us, but very few of them joined this ministry. But God blessed this R727 ministry for last 3-4 years, and this ministry became have a good result and fruit in many places. So at the time, nobody noticed this ministry. But these days, many ministries phone to me and ask me, can I join your ministry? I said, let me think over it. So if you obey God's instruction, if you obey God's words, God blesses your life. And this is the sign of a disciple of Jesus. To obey is not easy one. But if you obey God, God shows his wonderful work in your life. In sum, Jesus teaches us three characters of discipleship even today. These are the value of cross, priority, and absolute obedience. Are you a disciple? Are you obeying Jesus? Your priority is for the kingdom of God? Are you following Jesus in your workplace, in your family, when you are with your friends? I hope and pray all of us can become good disciples of Jesus and change this world with the power of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this time. We learned about three characters of discipleship, which Jesus asked us to have even today. So we pray that we could be a good disciple of Jesus even today, in church, in family, when we are in our workplace, when we are meeting other people. Help us to become good disciples of Jesus and serve your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen.